Game On 2FM.
In association with Rabo Direct, the Straight Talking Savings Bank.
We're going to start with a story that broke earlier today and it concerns Olive Loughnane, as I mentioned. You're very welcome, Olive.
Hi, how are you?
Listen, great to talk to you, and thanks so much for making the time. For anybody that mightn't have heard today, it looks like you will be in line for a World Championship gold medal.
Yeah, so I believe.
Yeah,
it's just one of these things that shows the power of social media. I got a text myself around 1 o'clock, and it had just been up on a fairly random website around 10 minutes earlier. So, and then around 2 o'clock, I saw the statement from, or I heard about the statement from the Russian Anti-Doping Authority. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
So, just to put it into context again, the Russian that beat you in 2009 in the World Championships, you got the silver medal.
Yeah.
Olga Kanitskina, she has since been found to have doped during that time. She was suspended. And that means that the gold medal should pass to you.
Yeah. So fingers crossed. My daughter's wondering if I'll still be able to hold on to the silver one.
Why not?
You know, so it's got my name on it. So I'm wondering when the gold one comes, will it be a new one or will it have her name on it?
Yeah. Well? I mean, look, it is incredible. And these things sometimes get passed over slightly in the grand scheme of things. But I was thinking today, I was wondering how you were feeling when you heard this. Was there any sense of anger at all that your day, what should have been your moment to shine, was taken away from you?
I suppose, you know, you have to remember that was my first, well, my only major medal, but it was my first major medal, and I was really excited on the day to finish second. I knew I gave it absolutely everything. I knew I couldn't have done another step. You know, I felt with 6 kilometres to go, I couldn't walk another step, and I still managed to get to 20k. So I suppose I didn't think about it at the time. Look, there was a pocket of Russians there that nobody really, you know, nobody really believed in. But as a competitor, I couldn't think about that because, you know, it was totally outside my control. And every time I went out to beat, you know, whoever was put in front of me. And what they did in you know, off the scene or on the day, in the days before the race, I had no control over. So, as I say, I was incredibly proud at the time. And you must remember too, I was on the podium. It's different, like for Roisin and Rob, where they finished fourth and they were denied that opportunity. Of course, I would love to have heard her on a V, and you know, that would have been a very proud moment. But you know, there's nothing I can do about it now, and I suppose I have to enjoy what I have, you know.
That's a really good attitude to have, because I imagine not everybody would feel like that, and there's still people out there over the course of athletics in the last 20 years where this has happened to them, and they have been subsequently upgraded, if you like, in terms of medal stature, and they have been very, very angry that that moment was taken from them.
Yeah, well, as I say, what better position to be in than to be going from silver to gold, like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, so it is that little bit easier. I mean, and you know, I remember, and without trying to sound arrogant, I was so proud that day, you know. I was so proud.
Sure.
To have done what I did, and you know, I knew that it was entirely my own achievement, and as I say, that there was nothing more I could have done. I wonder what she felt like, you know, knowing that she was dirty.
Yeah. I was thinking back to Sonia O'Sullivan and the Chinese as well, and there was this sense of utter deflation as well about what was happening, and disbelief of what was happening at the time. But you know, nobody could prove it, nobody had any kind of evidence at the time, and then, you know, it was crazy.
Yeah, like, I mean, to be honest, I was quite disillusioned in 2012, like, because I thought, you know, the situation had gotten out of control. But the fact that those girls, you know, I retired in 2013 after the London Olympics, but those girls have been caught now, so I think that's brilliant. And if I was an athlete still competing, I'd just be inspired today. I'd go out tomorrow and I'd train with a spring in my step, you know.
Yeah, and it does seem like they are really cracking down with these biological passports as well. They're really starting to crack down on cheaters, which has to be a huge positive for athletics and for every sport.
Yeah, and I suppose there was probably a certain learning curve, you know, as well. It took a while to kind of get a handle on what exactly the readings meant, you know, for people interpreting them.
Sure.
But yeah, certainly there was a pocket of them there, and they've been decimated, you know, and I suppose it's very satisfying to see that. Like,
yeah, I was just going through the figures. So, I mean, 5 rushes in total, that's have been disqualified because of this recent testing. If those bans are upheld, of the 17 gold medals won by Russian walkers at the Olympics and World Championships in the last 10 years, 16 were won by athletes who've been banned for doping at some stage or are currently under investigation. That is shocking.
It's absolutely shocking, but it's the same group. You know, it was a pocket within. Now, I don't know what the system is like in Russia, but it was a pocket within Russia, you know. So, yeah, it's stunning. Like, you know, I suppose I was lucky enough to do well in 2009, and Robbed obviously was world champion in 2013. Gillian O'Sullivan won a silver medal in 2003. And, you know, but like it was done over years. There was years and years of hard work. In this instance, there was girls appearing out of nowhere. Like, you know, they were junior 1 year, and the next year they were coming along and whooping everybody. Like, yeah. it just wasn't logical. I suppose in my day job now, I'm a statistician, and you were looking at the numbers and going, that just doesn't add up.
Yeah, and yeah, okay. I just, in terms of the Rob Heffernan's 2012 bronze medal that he didn't get, obviously he finished fourth, it looks like he will not now be getting a bronze, because the doping period in question was outside of the Olympics itself. It was in the run up to the qualifiers, so that there was rumour that perhaps
whether or not, you know, the Russian anti-doping agency get to make that decision or not, I suppose that's what we'll have to find out, you know, and maybe IAAF and the who are the world governing body, and WADA, the World Anti-Doping Authority, maybe they look at it and say that, you know, that they're not happy with that decision. I don't know. I wouldn't be familiar with those procedures.
And I think there is, from what I understand today, there is course to appeal whatever decision comes out. So it'd be interesting
to
see.
But it's unfortunate
happens.
That you'd have to go down that road, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Just from your own point of view, how are you enjoying life at the moment?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I miss the buzz of competing, you
do
know.
You, yeah?
I do. And I, you know, even when I go out for a run at work, I'm still trying to go a bit faster and go a bit harder, like, you know.
And are you doing much to keep fit?
I keep fit. Like, you know, I found it difficult at the start, you know, because I was so used to training and having to train. I was very blasé about it. And I think I have a newfound respect now. You know, I never understood the jogger who, you know, didn't have time to get out, or, you know, didn't make it their business to get out. But I know when I retired first, you know, I used to say, oh, I'll go out, you know, 4 or 5 days a week now and it'll be grand. And I found myself, it would be Wednesday and I still wouldn't have done anything. So I ended up having to nearly set targets again, very modest ones, I must admit now. But like, I had to schedule in exercise. I had to make a part of my day, or otherwise I was being that person that I hadn't understood 12 months earlier.
Okay, yeah. That's interesting. And like, yeah, when you finish competing as well, I imagine it's a very different feeling to go from all of a sudden it's part of your everyday and it's an essential part of every day to trying to fit it in.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's exactly what I do now. I say that, you know, I'm going to exercise at such and such a time, and I'm sure I love it. I love the buzz of it. And, you know, if I do happen to miss a day or two, my husband kind of gently nudges me and tells me it's time to go for a run again. You know?
Okay. Brilliant. Well, look, massive congratulations. If this comes to pass, we're all are obviously hoping that it will. And we wish you the best luck with everything that you do over the next while. Thanks a million, Olive. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Game on 2FM.
In association with Rabo Direct, the Straight Talking Savings Bank.